Welcome to the Flow Podcast with Marcus Johnson, where we talk about all things for the love of you. I'm your host, Marcus Johnson. The Flow Podcast is designed to discuss life topics and explore some tools to help you actively engage in your life. Sometimes we feel lost, we feel alone, we lack focus, and just feel stuck, and sometimes we're just rocking it. During the next several minutes, my aim is to help you understand that all of this is just part of the human experience. It's part of the flow. Flow is spelled F-L-O with no W, and it means for the love of. As an award-winning entrepreneur, musician, lawyer, professor, and most importantly, dad and partner, I've had many experiences that have taught me invaluable lessons and tools that we all can use to achieve our highest flow. Actually, these tools help us to realize where we are, where we want to be, and the model we can use to get there. We call it going deeper. And deeper is D-E-E-P-E-R, D-Dream, Engage, Environment, Plan, Execute, and Reflect. The deeper model is the model within which we operate this podcast. So buckle up, get centered, and fall into the present as we begin to develop our highest flow. It's for the love of you. Well, I think we're on episode 9, y'all. It's still rocking out. This is Executing Upon Your Flow Part 2. Now, last episode 8, we talked about the whole idea of the deeper model and execution. And the idea that execution, as a dictionary definition, execution is the steps needed and the process through which we act on our decisions. And we talked about decisions. And then we talked about the fact that execution has one big issue. It's not natural. It's not natural for us to really go for our dreams because we run into these big things, generally that manifest into hesitation. And what do we fear? We fear ridicule, we fear death, we fear physical pain, we fear unknowing. So as a result, we fail to speak up when we need to. We fail to stand up for ourselves when we need to. We fail to speak up in significant relationships when we need to. Sometimes we fail to get out of bed. We fail to start the workout. We fail to eat the right things in our life. We fail to do the exercises that we need to continue to grow our flow. And when you do that, it ends up creating a vicious cycle where you end up spiraling downward. So understanding that it is hesitation that gets in the way. We talked about the idea that David Rico, a PhD, talked about the inevitabilities of life, which is really why we hesitate. We're trying to avoid the inevitabilities of life. We're trying to avoid the fact that everything changes and ends. Things don't always go according to plan. Life is not fair. There is always suffering through growth, and people are not loving and loyal all the time. So if you have to look at life that way, it's like, well, Marcus, how can I get over that? That's some hard stuff to get over. Well, look, let's look at it like this. Everything changes and ends, which means new things begin. Things do not always go according to plan, and sometimes you don't want them to. Life is not always fair, and it's not always fair in the negative. Sometimes we get an upswing that we may or may not deserve. We get graced by coincidence. There's always suffering through growth, yet there is still growth. And people are not loving and loyal all the time, which means that they're loving and loyal sometimes. Sometimes, man, out here, as it relates to going deeper, you have to take your wins and say, like, okay, now that I understand that this is a part of life, it's inevitable, let me take the positive, let me take the glass half full perspective, meaning let me be thankful for the things that I have, the five inevitabilities and their negative, which are the positives, right? And let me move ahead. So I left you last week and the last episode with the idea that there was a woman by the name of Mel Robbins who had an epiphany when she was jobless. Her husband had lost his job, and she came up basically with the 5-second rule. And she was like, I had to figure out how to get up out of the bed. And while she was in bed, she saw that a rocket was about to launch. And you know where I'm going from here and where she's going from here. Essentially, it was 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff. Imagine if you gave yourself that same type of kind of hard yet steadfast rule of, I'm going to count down from five, and I'm not going to give myself the choice of lifting off or not. Hey, if I crash, at least I can get up and live another day and try something new. If he or she says no, I can ask somebody else to go to dance with me. If the business says no, I can ask other businesses and I'll ask why so that I can become better, because that growth process that takes a little bit of suffering, I know that my business is going to be better for it. Looking in the mirror, feeling better. Hey, I'm going to make the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 countdown to go get some help so that I continue to move forward. You have to prepare to launch yourself to your new direction. And honestly, you all, this is not natural. I'm trying to teach you a new behavior. You have to do this over and over, and then you still have to talk to yourself through it and making sure that you 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 launch yourself into your new direction. One class at a time, one step at a time, one yoga class at a time, decreasing one alcoholic beverage at a time, reading one page at a time, speaking up for yourself one meeting or get together with your significant other at a time, quieting your fears one at a time, spending more time with your friends and family, 1 hour at a time, even 1 minute at a time, if that matters. But no matter what it is, you have to make the decision. And each decision and unit of time matters only to you, but it's yours. This is your decision. You make the rules, but you have to be prepared and stay steadfast in your commitment to launch. No finger pointing here. It's easy to point finger at life or others as to why you can't execute. I don't have what they do. They had more money. They have a better family. They have more support. In Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill speaks about the 57 alibis, and it's just those stuff. And these are the things that you tell yourself that if you had, you could do, but they really don't matter because it's all relative. You have more than somebody who may actually be doing it. And why are they doing it? Because they said 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And Marcus gets up out of the bed and Marcus goes to work out. And Marcus doesn't understand this and sits for a couple of weeks to get it done. I'm going to give you an insider here. I am working on a new program to make sure that I can perform with different keyboards into my computer. Also to be able to speak and control it with a mixer while I'm doing it live at a performance, and I don't have to go into my computer. So I bought this piece of equipment. Now, I consider myself to be pretty smart and adept at understanding how the pieces of, you know, a digital audio workstation, and that's a music term, or just say your computer program, work with like the equivalent of a mouse or an extra keyboard, or, you know, like a typing keyboard. It took me 3 weeks to figure out how to do this. I had to have looked at 30, 40 YouTube videos. I looked at stuff and directions online, et cetera, et cetera. So I went to my partner the other day and I was like, I got it. It was one Sunday afternoon. I figured it out, you all. But it took me 3 weeks to figure it out. Now, somebody else may be like, you know, hey, look, if only I had this, if only I had that, but I had YouTube. You know, if only I had this or had that, you know, but I actually took the time. I made the decision to launch and go that way. And it's easy to shame yourself. It's easy to shame yourself at where you are and the fact that you don't know how to get to the next level. That's why you use things like school, support groups, etc., so that you can skill up and people up to get your environment fertile. People will take you. And, you know, at the end of the day, you may not be ready. But that's not going to get you to your dream. Counting down and jumping off is going to be the thing that's going to help you to go deeper and to reach your goal. The aim of going deeper is that you engage in your life. This isn't about making a plan that allows you to point fingers at others. This isn't about a plan that sets you up to shame yourself. This is about you taking responsibility for your life one decision at a time. It's your life. You have to fight for your thoughts, your dreams and ambitions, and all that comes from within inside of you. I just want to make sure, going back to the dream component, make sure that these are your goals and these things that you're doing are empowering to you. That will help you get over the hesitation point, because your anticipation can get you over the obstacle of fear of ridicule and unknowing or criticism. Make sure that you're coming from a perspective that is self-led. These are yours, that you're talking to yourself saying, self, I understand why you feel scared here, but we're going to go and we're going to lift off anyway. This isn't an idea that like, no, you know, I have to get married because I'm a certain age, or I need to have a child because I'm getting older. Those kind of things are fear-based and aren't empowering. You want to get married because you want to get married and you love somebody and you want to get married. You want to have a child because that's something that you want to do. It's not something that you have to do. But come from the positive experience because you want to raise a child. Having a child is one thing. Raising a child is another. Getting married is one thing. Being married is another. Make sure your perspectives are empowering to you. That way you'll work to make sure that, you know, you're not society-led, man. Or institution-led. Harvard, Georgetown, Howard said, I need to do this. Those are all universities. If you don't know, the university or my school said, I have to do this. Society said that I have to do this. So, you know, you may have to do other things in your life to make this happen. You may have to form teams to make sure that you have a support group and those empowering people in your life, accountability partners, that get you there. You may have to execute on skilling up. You may have to like get a degree. You may have to look at the idea of maybe in your step towards marriage, you have a partner versus running to get married. You develop a relationship. That's the underlying thing there. But this is a unit in time and a unit of measurement that gets you towards your dream of like peace, man. The key here is making sure that you're getting towards your goal. Not terms that society gives you to cage you into something. And these decisions are all yours. Then you know what you do? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you do it. Or if you need 20, 19, 18, 17, or if you need 100, don't take too much time, right? But I really think that you should stick to, and you get what I'm saying. I want you to be gentle with yourself and understand that you may run into some obstacles. I get it. Stick to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, do it, and then take that first step. But Marcus, I'm going to look like a fool. What happens if that happens? I may look horrible. Yeah, you might. But how is shaming yourself going for you? The I should have said, I should have done, I should have moved, I should have left, you know, those are crazy, man. That's not execution. You know, it's negative execution. Inaction is an anti-execution or an inverse execution or passive execution. It's still movement, but it has such a disempowering effect that it can set you back further than you actually actively executing and failing. Because you can learn through failure. We said it, the inevitability of life is that there is suffering through growth. Take a chance on yourself. So make the decision that you're going to count down. Count down from 5. Use the things, you know, even if you don't use the countdown, use things you can't negotiate with. When the sun comes up, I am going to. You can't stop the sun from coming up. When the sun goes down, I'm going to. You can't stop the sun from going down. And if you need more help, go to friends that you have. Go to the friends that you have in your fertile environment and ask them for it. And when you feel anxious, because you will, do it anyway. If you can't speak, write a letter or an email. Hell, text the person you need to talk to. You are not a sellout by writing your messages or standing up for yourself in the written form. It's how you need to communicate at that time. And then maybe once you get the answer that you want, or at least you get the answer that you need to move forward, you can say, well, at least I did it in a written form. Don't let anybody shame you about sending a text to somebody, as long as it is aligned with your dream and you going deeper. And man, just do your best, step by step, but step one foot in front of the other and keep on trucking, my brothers and sisters out here. This is your life. This is your dream. And you are absolutely in control of it. So to recap, we have execution. Our execution is only inhibited by our hesitation. And our hesitation is based on the fact that it is a natural occurrence where our brain is designed to protect us from ridicule, death, physical pain, and unknowing. And then we do that because we want to avoid the five inevitabilities of life as put out by David Rico, which is everything changes and ends. Things don't always go according to plan. Life is not fair. There is always suffering through growth. And the fact that people are not always loyal to you. And then looking at them all in the positive and continuing to rock on. So once you've made your decision on your dream, you have your written plan executed, and you've set up your paradigm of being engaged in the contract, and then you have your fertile environment, and then you have your written plan, it's time to go, y'all. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, like Mel Robbins said. And then it's lift off. Step by step, no judgment, no pointing fingers. Inaction is disempowering. Action is the thing that gets you towards where you want to go, even through failure, even through the hard times. And you have to do it. And when you do that and execute upon it, you're going to smile at yourself. When you refrain from the thing you need to refrain from, when you speak up for yourself, when you need to speak up for yourself, when you get out of bed, when you start the workout, when you eat the right things, you're going to be better because that habit, as you do it over and over, it's just going to multiply in the positive. That's going deeper. Dreaming, engaging, environment, planning, executing, and reflecting. It's our model. For more information on this, you can visit MarcusJohnson360.com or DM me at MarcusJohnson360 on social media. We have our Facebook group up, the Flow Podcast, FLO Podcast, and you can join us there for questions, any topics that you might want to speak on. And we have one more component of the deeper model to review, and that is the reflection phase. What happens after you execute? You got to take some time out and see if it's working for you, right? Absolutely. Don't forget, you can check out my audiobook, which talks about many of these components. So on Audible, as well as all the other services. And please share this podcast with others. Well, I'm going to end it as I always do. I love you. I love you. I love you. And always do your flow. This is the Flow Podcast with Marcus Johnson, where we speak all things for the love of you. You all take care. We'll see you next time. Peace.